because they're paying these influencers an egregious amount of money to go over to the Democratic National Convention, and they're giving them scripts. They're not actually allowing them to ask questions. They're grooming the next generation of Ricky Smileys and Charlamagne Tha Gods, because they realize that the Ricky Smileys, they've reached their cap, and their audience is actually dwindling because nobody cares and nobody is listening to the radio anymore. And nobody is really paying attention and taking seriously Ricky Smiley. Charlamagne is trying to do a rebrand, but we never forgot about what he did to Lil Mama. He never apologized for that. I'm shocked. Did he apologize for that? It don't matter. That's not what we're talking about. They're paying influencers to go over to the Democratic National Convention, but not just that, they're paying them to create these ads, which is supposed to be organic. And there are several different TikTokers and Instagrammers and YouTubers that has come out and said, including the Kai Cenat, because she was feeling some type of way about the fact that Aiden Ross genuinely and organically wanted to get an interview with Trump, and it was doing great numbers. And so she then reached out to the Kai Cenats, in addition to all of the other influencers, in order to get them to get other people to vote for her and to register to vote in the first place, which is why what Charlamagne Tha God said was so disrespectful, because he's saying that these people are on their own going out and registering to vote. No, they're being influenced to do what you told them to do because they sheep, which is one of the reasons why we call these people gatekeepers, because they keep on doing things that's not in the best interest of the American people. Let me give you an example. This is a CBS small snippet, because we have limited time. This is a small snippet of how they're leveraging influencers in order to try to get them to ignorantly vote for Kamala Harris. Check it out.
If you've been on Instagram or TikTok over the past day, chances are you've seen videos like these about the new Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz. They reflect a different kind of campaigning designed to win the newest battleground, our social media feeds. Jolene Ken is here to show us how Democrats have really deployed these influencers, if you will, to attract those young voters. Good morning, Jolene.
Good morning, Jerika. Good to see you. Now, influencers have become a key conduit to reach voters this election, as both parties are trying to gain an edge with Gen Z, a bloc that's estimated to have 41 million eligible to cast a ballot in November. 8 million for the first time.
Look at the volume in this hair.
23-year-old Awasane made a name for herself dispensing beauty tips on TikTok.
I just peed in the White House.
So when she posted this... this video of her White House bathroom break, her 500,000 followers took notice.
I was just shocked. I was like, did you guys see that marble?
Sunny, who met us in Houston, was one of a few dozen influencers invited to the White House to watch the State of the Union and meet President Biden.
He said to us, the collective presence in this room has more viewership on Gen Z than all of traditional media combined.
So here's my birth control vlog.
And this is one of the reasons why the Ricky Smileys don't matter anymore, right? Nobody cares what Ricky Smiley says, because Ricky Smiley's influence is limited, because people like me that know who Ricky Smiley really is, we not checking for him and we not listening to him. And as a matter of fact, he's going to get more pushback than he's going to get love as a result of the things that he's saying. But then these people, and I'm going to give the Democratic Party their flowers. They're smart. I'm going to read those super chats shortly. Thank y'all for supporting the platform. They're smart. You know who they go after? They go after the ignorant. They go after the people that they can pay that don't actually have a fully developed brain sometimes. They go after the people that they can pay that ultimately can influence how it is that you vote. So they're not going to ask the pertinent questions. They just happy to be in the room. You see what I'm saying? See, it's a difference between the older generation, some of y'all still that way, and the newer generation. And it's not their fault. You know why? Because they're getting paid. And the only thing they care about is their influence and being able to raise up their brand. But then at some point, they're going to get to the point in their life to where they actually care about how they're affecting people. And it's not just being an influencer. It's being a person that can give you real insight into how you can do things the right way. And that's the difference between an influencer and a creator. A creator actually cares to the point to where I'm affecting you in this way. This is important. I can't just take any old dollar in order to spill this for you. I can't just take anybody's money. I can't just, because I got to pay attention to how I'm going to feel and how I'm going to wake up in the morning and whether or not I'm going to leave this earth in a better place had I not been here. So everybody can't participate. Everybody can't go. You can't just take every sponsorship deal that they give you because it may not be aligned with what it is that you believe as far as what your people will actually support, right? So they tap into the most ignorant among us, ignorant not necessarily being a bad thing, but ignorant not meaning not knowing. They're impressed by Biden. They're impressed by standing in front of Biden and getting them on a video so that they can post it to their followers. For us, that season, that don't mean nothing to us. It ain't going to have the same impact. It's going to take a little bit more convincing. I don't even really like him. That goes against what it is that I believe in. I can't do that. Listen, the only way that I'm willing to stand in front of him and meet him is if I can ask him some real questions. If y'all can't help me with that, then I don't want to have that conversation. I'm cool. I'm straight. And that's why I respect Kai Cenat so much. Because Kai Cenat said, listen, I'm bigger than them. I'm bigger than Kamala Harris. They need me. I don't need them. They need me. I don't need them. And so Kai Cenat says, I'm straight. I don't want Secret Service calling me. I don't want nobody around me. I don't want to sit here and go back and forth. It's some things that I'm just not willing to compromise on. Other things you can hold me accountable for, but for that, nah, I'm straight.
It was this viral video she posted after the fall of Roe v. Wade.
Over the United States in my uterus?
That initially caught the attention of a Democratic super PAC. On the right, Turning Point USA has mobilized influencers for years, raising nearly $200 million since 2020.
You realize they're coming for you guys next.
Now, Democratic organizations are flooding the creator community with cash and providing behind-the-scenes access.
Oh, y'all thought that the money was only coming from YouTube? You thought that the money was coming from TikTok? You thought that the money was coming from Instagram? That ain't where the play is. That ain't where the money is. That ain't where the bag is. See, listen, they don't really make that much money on TikTok like that comparatively to what we really would call money. You know what I'm saying? They make enough. They get it. If they got a big enough following, if they followers are engaged, that's cool. The money is shilling for super PACs. They gonna give millions. When y'all give y'all donations and y'all go to the Kamala Harris website, y'all, all right, when you go to the website and you say, you know what? We want to go to Kamala Harris for president. And the first thing that pops up is this. That's where your money going. It's going to them. Hotels, Meg Thee Stallion, all of these people. This is where your money is going. It's going to the influencers. I'm telling you.
Come with me to meet the president of the United States.
We just have to be working with them. And if we're not, we're missing a huge way that voters He's are getting information about the world.
Rob Flaherty runs digital strategy, previously in the Biden White House and now for the Harris campaign.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
He called the highly...
So fake.
Redeemable Harris, a massive asset as the campaign reaches out to thousands of influencers.
What kind of coaching do you give influencers acting on behalf of the Harris campaign?
Talking points, resources, base language.
Well, Flaherty says
he's telling you the person that's running the influencer portion of her campaign is telling you, listen, we give talking points. We give money, we give resources. They ain't gonna say money. We give resources, we gonna fly you out, we gonna tell you where to go, we gonna put you in a hotel, we gonna give you we not gonna directly pay you, we gonna indirectly solicit these super PACs to then influence what it is that you're doing when it comes to this election.
Harris campaign does not pay influencers directly. CBS News found a constellation of other Democratic political organizations that do. In May, Future Forward, the super PAC supporting Harris, hosted panels like Gaming the Algorithm and How Advocacy Can Benefit Your Business.
In the first 100 days of a Republican presidency under Trump, Project 2025 talks about sacking thousands of civil
Listen to her. So now, when y'all see these people coming to my chat, okay? When y'all see these people coming to my chat and they say, well, what about Project 2025? Don't y'all realize that these people have done no insight, have done no research, don't have any insight, understanding whatsoever, and will refuse to believe that Project 2025 is associated with a Donald Trump, even though he said that he wants nothing to do with it and he actually has Agenda 47. And so they'll sit here and they'll listen to this woman and the Taraji P. Henson, who are basically paid plants. They're paid plants. She's sitting there and reading to you from the script that they gave her to then put this inside of your brain to make you believe that it's a real thing. This is not a thought that you had on your own. This is something that you're scared of. You're scared of it because they're pushing it into your algorithm and they're making you believe that it's a real thing. And if they keep beating it in your head and they keep saying it, and you're going to sit there and say, well, what about Project 2025, Anton? I already broke that down, big dog. It's nothing. Listen to her.
Of a Republican presidency under Trump, Project 2025 talks about sacking thousands of civil servants.
Last month, Sané says she was hired by Protect Our Care, a progressive advocacy group that relies on anonymous donors. She made a video warning about
anonymous donors.
Trump's second term agenda.
They almost help you script it, right?
Right, like, definitely.
She takes their talking points and puts them into her own voice, saying she always discloses when she's being paid.
What's your rate?
So a video just for a creator in my size, an average can go from $3,000 to $10,000.
What did y'all think the day was going to do? What you thought that Lamborghini Urus was going to pay for itself? You thought that new Benz that they keep popping up on with the red bow on it was going to pay for itself? Boy, election time is the most lucrative time for content creators. That's where all of the super PACs is going to. And let me be very, very, very clear. And this is on everything. On my daughter's life, nobody, zero, not a super PAC, not a Fox News, nobody. I have not taken money from anybody. Nobody paid me. Nobody says anything to me. Nobody has hired me. Nobody has given me any kind of, I have taken $0 from no side. So when you see me say what I say, regardless of whether or not you agree with me or not, you know it's real. When you see me say what I say, regardless of whether or not you agree with me or not, which is one of the reasons why I tell people, do not censor people in the chat that ultimately is having a disagreement, I really feel this in my heart. When I speak with conviction. I speak fervently because I genuinely have done the research and this is what I know to be true. This is what I believe in my heart. I have taken $0, not one penny from anybody that is influencing me to tell you anything outside of make sure you get that T-Channel 40% off your first order plus 20% off of life. Outside of that, because I want your skin to be beautiful, I haven't taken a dime, not one dime from anybody anywhere. You can't buy me. You can't buy me.
Depending and upwards.
This is a bid by campaigns to create authenticity at a small scale.
University of Pittsburgh's Sam Woolley studies political influencers.
How can you tell?
Y'all want me to get paid by them, but I refuse everything from everybody because I will not be compromised. And I will not be bought and paid and sold in order to continue to tell y'all something that may or may not be best for y'all. When I give my thoughts, I'm going to give my authentic thoughts. When I get that bag, it's going to be to continue to do what I already been doing. And I will not be told to do whatever it is that I'm going to do. I am 100% independent. I will remain 100% independent. And anybody that do business with me going to have to understand that this is just what I'm going to do. You can't control me. You cannot control me.
What is a genuine grassroots expression of political opinion versus what's being paid?
Oh, and let's be clear. Somebody said, Anton, you just told us you're not big enough for offer. You. Okay, cool. Well, I tell you what. How about the fact that we projected to do over 200 million views? No shorts. See, it's easy to finesse the algorithm and be getting all of the views when it comes to TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and on the shorts and the reels and the TikToks and stuff. No, listen. I have watch hours out of the wazoo. I am the biggest, and let's be clear, 100% the biggest content creator on YouTube in Detroit and in Michigan thus far. There is no content creator that is participating in these spaces, having these conversations, that is bigger than me and my city. There is nobody. And trust and believe, I have gotten crazy offers and I refuse because you cannot buy me. I'm already rich and I'm not impressed by your money. You're not going to get me to compromise or sell out or the possibility of jeopardizing what the potential could be for my future for a small little payout. What do I care about $10, $12, $13, $50, $100,000? I don't care nothing about that. We spend that in 2 weeks. My integrity and the fact that I could stand on what I stand on means more to me than a payout. Last year, we did over 110 million views. This year, we projected to more than double that. Of course, they're going to throw money at you.
If you see multiple influencers spreading the same exact message, you can start to realize, some kind of coordination is going on.
Next up for Sunday, the Democratic National big Convention.
They just bigger told than us big. That if we wanted to put on our own show, that they would give us all the resources to do that. The Democrats are rolling out the red carpet. Definitely. And I'm glad to be on it.
The beauty influencer now applying her own filter to this presidential campaign.
Now, when it comes to selling commercial products or sharing financial advice online, federal rules do require influencers to disclose when they are being paid. But in December, the Federal Election Commission voted against similar requirements for influencers spreading political messaging, guys.
I am so fascinated by this, Jolene, because at first I couldn't decide, is this obnoxious or refreshing or creative? And after watching your piece, I've now come down to refreshing and creative and very smart to do this way.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Learn how to do it, yeah.
It's interesting, and it's a whole different business model.
Exactly.
Both the campaigns and the super PACs, having a strategy to reach more people. And the key thing here, it's not just influencers with millions of followers. Yeah. We're talking about micro-influencers. Some people say in Pennsylvania.
See, it's not just people that even got massive followings. It's micro influencer. They throw money to anybody that will take it that has even a smidget of a following in order to be able to push their agenda and then influence you to do the thing that's not even in your best interest. It ain't even about how big your numbers is. Listen, you can get a payout regardless. How much the payout is going to be, that depends on how big your audience is.
Bucks County,
right?
30 followers.
I love she took you.
30 followers. They giving people that got 30 followers a bag, and then they telling them to come to the Democratic National Convention, which you're going to see a whole lot of influencers there. And this is what you see happening in American politics. Let me read.